Now, the Australian Federal Police will hold a press conference later this morning to explain their perspective on this. But the website's been operating out of Canada. And Stuart Fleming is an investigator with the Toronto Police in Canada's Sex Crimes Unit. And he joins us now. Mr. Fleming, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, good morning.
What can you tell us about this child exploitation website without being too graphic, if possible, please?
Yeah, we obviously wouldn't want to be too graphic. The website we managed to take down at the start of the investigation about 2 years ago, and they were basically responsible for commercially producing child pornography material over the internet.
And you said that was taken down 2 years ago. What has happened since then?
Well, since then, we've been carrying out an investigation into the operation of the website, and we've passed on some leads to over 60 countries around the world, and been following up on these leads, and we've made several arrests as a result of that.
Yes, we are hearing reports that 65 Australians have been arrested out of the 399 charges laid. Is that correct?
I can't confirm the number of Australians that have been arrested. As you correctly said, there is a press conference scheduled to take place in a couple of hours' time with one of your police agencies there. So I would go with the figures that they give you at that time.
Is it in breaking something like this? This is 341 people around the world arrested, and I believe 386 children rescued.
That's correct. Yes, and as we go to press with this news today, and as this information goes out around the world, I'm quite sure that there will be some more arrests made, and some more victims may well come forward as a result of this.
What happens to the rescued children in this case, Mr. Fleming?
Well, the rescued children, we're very fortunate here in Toronto and Canada, and I'm quite sure it's the case in most of our brother and sister nations around the world, that the rescued children are certainly provided with a lot of assistance to help them to recover from this.
The website was based in Canada. Were the children who were rescued all found in Canada, or were they around the world?
The children were from around the world. What happened really was that as a result of the website being taken down, we were led to several children who were being exploited by the people responsible for the website. So that gave us the initial leads. We then sent out these leads, and as a result of that, we made different arrests, and the arrests were made all over the world, here in Canada and obviously also in Australia and throughout the world. And as a result of that, we found other children who were being exploited by the people who had accessed the website. These further children weren't necessarily the original children from the website, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, by association and names leading to other names. You said 2 years ago the website was taken down, is that correct?
Well, the initial investigation started over 2 years ago. It was back in 2010 that the initial investigation started, and it led to the website being taken down eventually, and the arrests were made.
When it comes to monitoring something like this and these numbers of people, including the figure we're working on is 65 Australians, horrible, the thought of those 386 children being exploited and thankfully rescued. Is this a major breakthrough, or when you work in this field, is it depressing how many sites there might be of this size and operation of this nature in the world?
Well, thankfully, I believe that the world is wakening up to this problem. We obviously, you know, we have a number of children who are being exploited daily as a result of these websites being out there. And what people tend to forget is that the minute any kind of image, whether it be pictorial or whether it be by video, is posted onto the internet. Every time somebody views that image, the result is that that child is being victimized every single time.
Can I ask you, Stuart, Australia, there's been arrests. Which other countries in the world have figured prominently where your involvement with other police forces or arrests have been made?
There are literally too many to number, to be honest with you. The website itself, it was being hosted out in the Ukraine. That's where a lot of the images were being taken, etc. But all over the world, you name a country, and there's a good chance that there's somebody in that country being involved in this investigation.
Thank you very much for your time, Stuart.